Okay, so at this point, I put in Shulchan Aruch, which I know it's been a bit complicated. This, again, this will be great for Momo since he hasn't been here. Shulchan Aruch will summarize the halachot that come out from the two sugyot that we've been doing, and then we'll return to some of the lamdish questions. But let's just summarize what emerged both in the sugyot Yitzayin of Lo Tikrevu and our sugyot of Hirhur Histaklut and all that. So if you look at number 22, and Shulchan Aruch is meant to be read once a month, all of it in its entirety. That was what Rabbi Yosef Karo wanted you to do. As a good Sephardi, I'm sure that's what you do. Read all Shulchan Aruch every month.
Myself, no, but I love it.
Good. So this is his summary. First of all, Tzarech Adam lehitrachek mehanashim meod meod. This is one of only two places you find this in halachic literature. One should distance oneself from women very, very much. Not just much, not just very much, but very, very much. Which, as the Mefarshim note, the obvious reason that he says this is because...
Because it's a steroid.
No, because people have strong taiva for it, and therefore he has to reiterate that. That should be obvious by this point, and should be obvious to all of you naturally, yes. I would hope. Though we've established that it's not obvious, that's fine. And you can hint, gesticulate, flirt, whatever, with any of the arayot. Can play, be playful, right? To be levitous, or stare at her beauty. To smell her perfume. Now that is only an erva, but not only that, but you can't look at women who are standing and washing their clothing, right? That is the sugya in Bava Basra. Remember, Bava Basra in Zion. This is our sugya in Davchav. You can't even stare, look at the colored clothing of a particular woman. Even if they're not on her, they're in the closet. Shema Yavo Lahar here. But because we're worried that it will cause hearer. Again, we noted that Bizman Azeh, we're not so worried of this particular prot because most people are not.
Does he say, like,
we're not worried?
Here, but does he worry about the Simon Amishan also?
Well, that is. Right, we've talked about that is, you know, potentially worse.
Right.
But nowadays, as we've seen from the Ridva, from the Amshul Shlomo, from the Shmuz Edeshen, from the Yilek and Yosher, v'chule, habituation has a factor in this, and obviously nowadays, the average person isn't aroused by opening someone's front hall closet and seeing their blue Kirkland. We already used this, their blue Costco winter coat, right? And therefore, the postgame said, that's not what we're talking about, it's fine, yes.
I work in a clothing store currently. I work in a clothing store currently, so I actually have this on a day to day.
But this is fine. This is clothes that already belong to somebody, right? That make you think of a particular woman.
Okay.
Right? Meaning that's the problem.
I didn't get that part.
Right? Sorry. Well, that's right. It's shel isha shu makira, specific woman, and the Gemara notes this. Now, paga isha bashuk. If you run into a woman in the shuk, asur lalechachra, you can't walk behind her. And again, the poskim note, Rosh Hashanah Zalman notes that nowadays, right, again, we're not so worried about this. First of all, because we're used to having women in the street. Second of all, he said, what exactly are you going to do? You're going to rush in front of this woman, only so that you're behind a different woman. Like, I don't understand, what do you want from my life? Right?
Women at beaches as well.
Okay. Again, do I need to convince you that modern Western culture has sexualized beaches, or not? I don't think I.
No, I know it.
Again, I'm going to do this again. Raise your hand if you think beaches are sexualized. Good. Yeah. Now that we know, they are sexualized.
I'm not saying they're not.
Okay, so then therefore clearly is not something which is desensitized to the point of not being sexualized. It's sexualized.
Wasn't Strafa taken as something of a desire?
Do we determine that beaches are sexualized?
What?
In what sense? Just like...
In the sense that...
Like Hollywood, you're saying?
What?
Like Hollywood?
Yeah,
sexual
like propaganda.
In the sense that every ad for every exercise thing is not... Doctors say that it is important to have cardiovascular activity on a regular basis. They say beach body because they expect that you go to the beach to be stared at. Right? That is it's clear.
If I know one woman, so why would it should be? You said that you don't have to go in front of her because you're going to be in front of another woman. But I don't know that woman. I know this woman. This woman I may like.
Okay. So the caveat in all of these is that if you actually are going to have improper thoughts, then you should avoid the situation. Right now, Shulchan Aruch is discussing things that used to be at least. For the average person, right?
If you know one woman and you don't know the other, you should never be behind that woman you know.
If it's going to cause you thoughts, for sure. But Rishon Zalman says is that this is one of those things that because of habituation, we have become desensitized, and that's fine. Okay. El Rakh Misakal Itzan Lach Rav Eliyahu Pesach Ishazona, and this was the sugya that we saw on Daf Yozayin as well. Don't go in front of a house of prostitution. I feel bad. Rachel Garba Amos. But I'm a stock yellow feel bad Bakhtana Shalish. And if you stare even at any part of the body, which is not an erva, right? Or a pinky. But niskaven lehenano leharas mimena, but with the intent of gaining pleasure from it, kilu nistaka beitzatarif. It is as bad as it is like looking at her erva. Shalav atzushmol kol erva lishmol olaro sara. You can't see her hair. You can't listen to her voice. And if you do any of these things, we give you rabbinic lashes. And we already saw that, according to Magen Mishnah, that's because these at least are derabanan. According to Ramosha, they are daraisa. The truth is, the Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvos does imply that according to the Rambam, it would be daraisa. The Leif Sameach argues, Shevet HaLevi sides with Ramosha. Okay. Sifbet tells you that women shouldn't go with their hair uncovered.
Into the market.
Halacha Gimel tells you that if, and this is based on the Sugya and Kedushin Daf Mem Aleph, that when you are looking to get married, you are allowed to look at a woman to see, are you attracted? You have to. You, right? It is Asur La'adam Shekadish Isha Achi Yirena Hashem and Tiskan Alav V'Tavor Al V'Haftalecha Kamocha. That's Kedushin Mem Aleph Amar Aleph, right? Fine. Sif Dalid is... You are allowed to look at your wife, even if she is a nida. Sif Hay was the Gemara at the end of Kedushin that also lishtamish b'isha klal, right? That you shouldn't be using a woman as your maid, right? To do like activities that were more. More intimate, such as washing your hands and feet, preparing the water for you in the bath, things like that. Sif Vav, Ein Sholem Bishlom Isha Klal. You aren't allowed to ask how a woman is doing. Now, of course, this is the locus classicus for the poskim saying that nowadays you can, because most people do not get aroused or think you're flirting with them if you say, how are you? Right, that is not usually, right, I mean, there's a tone of voice, but, you know, but this is even through her husband, meaning most people don't think that if you say to someone's husband, how is your wife doing,
if you set them up, then, I mean, you're on, if you, let's say your neighbor's the woman, naturally,
most people don't, right, that's not like, most people don't go, fine, and then Sivav is that, that it is, Siv Zion rather tells you that your children or your parents, you're allowed to hug and kiss because we assume there is no sexual connotation to that. Certain other arayot, like your sister, let's say, is not technically usher, but the Rambam Shulchan Aruch say it is megune. Right? We look down on hugging sister. Yes.
Really.
Okay, look at Siv Zayin. You don't believe me, it's in Shulchan Aruch. HaMechabek O'menashe Gach Ma'arash Elibo Shel Adam Nokvo Aleihem. If you hug or kiss one of your relatives, where I'll try to translate this, where it literally means that you're not disgusted by, meaning by intimate, but he means to the extent that you would of a parent or a child, because that's the next line. Kigon Achoso Agdola, like your older sister, Achos Aviv, or your father's sister, even though you don't enjoy it, right, it is very disgusting. It's usher and stupid. Because we don't want you to get close to erva at all. Again, whether you think that nowadays this is true, and if it's right, if it's a case where it's totally whatever the case may be.
It's awesome. Or he said,
"Davar iser who my meguna biosir davar iser who maisa tipshim." Right, very disgusting, usher and stupid, or the action of stupid people. Again, he doesn't say it's usher. He says.
Well,
usher. You know,
he says you shouldn't do it.
You shouldn't do it. Bad. Again, I'm not going to get into halacha l'maisa, right? We've already talked about the fact that habituation can change things, context can change things. Should you initiate? What if someone else initiates? Things like that we've talked about. But this is the summary of the halachot that we have seen. Okay. 23. I put this tshuva because sometimes poskim need to state the obvious. Okay? The Shrita Yesh posited the following obvious point. There is no lumdus in this, but I figured I should put it. The Gemara says, don't look at the provocative, well, that's the assumption, right? The colored clothing of a woman that you know, because it will arouse you. Therefore, he says, obviously, you should not look at a woman you know wearing arousing clothing, because that will arouse you. Okay? Just in case you didn't... Well,
just in case you didn't know.
In case you couldn't figure that out. And he just notes, and again, I think this is obvious, that this has gotten worse in the 20th, where he's living, and now the 21st century. And for Donnie, you cannot say that he is talking about America. No, he's living in Switzerland, right? And therefore, he's talking about a culture that is much closer to yours than it is to mine. And yet, he tells me in the latest 1970s, in number 23, Al Tilboshet Anashim HaModernit, with regards to modern clothes of modern women. Al Tilboshet Anashim HaModernit, Kefijer Kvo Torato, Bivadai Osir Listakel Beisha Zeh, Zo, HaModernit Begodim Eileh. Obviously, don't look at such women wearing such clothing. And he says, V'avshu B'gemar Avodizara Amru She'isra Listakel B'vigdis Avashisha Hurak B'makira. Said, even though the Gemara said you only can't look at the clothes of a woman who you know, meaning in the closet, Zo Hurak B'mistakel B'gadim Eileh Shem Kluyim Alakotel. That's the stuff in the closet, on the wall. But if you are looking at the woman in the clothes, don't tell me you have some heter because you don't know who she is. Right? That's not how life works. We already said
staring at her beauty. Yes,
of course. He's just, like I said, sometimes poskim. Why did the Sweetie Yiddish need to state the obvious? Because clearly someone else wanted to say, what harm could there be? I'm just looking at the women in the street. I'm not going to do anything. And the Sweetie Yiddish said...
You just said no. It's ugly. You can't look at her beauty. Like, what?
Did I say this was obvious? I said it was obvious. Jeez. I just said, I put this tshuva because sometimes poskim need to tell you, right? You need a head on your shoulders. You need to realize the obvious, right? I don't think I need to explain to you why, in light of everything we've seen, you shouldn't be standing in the street looking around for the good-looking women who are wearing minimal amount of clothing and staring at them. I think we've established that that's a bad idea.
Like the Baltimore movie. Like literally everybody.
Yes, but now in case someone says to you, prove it, you'll say, look, it's the street age, right? Like, or you can say, right, svara lama likra. Right? As the Gemara would call it. It's obvious. Why do I need a pasuk?
Wait, so I know this is more of a halacha question, but like, the mall here, Modi, that has a lot of inappropriate there are girls that are like not dressed, especially on a Friday.
99% of them are not dressed.
You don't get attention. That's it.
Okay. So I don't think I'm going to come back to these, so let's quickly do this, okay? Walking in the street. Is it mutter to go in the street if there are going to be women who are inappropriate? Why?
You need to go somewhere. You need to get places.
Or in the language of the Gemara, right? You didn't know the Gemara, so you're forgiven. But everyone else? Because the Gemara already told you that it's mutter to go if there's no other way, and a tzaddik will turn his eyes away, and a regular person will just not stare, will just keep going.
Right?
Right? That's clear. A beach, right? You could go somewhere else, right? And you're going out of your way to a makamam yuad lapritzus, right? What about a place like the mall, right? So first of all,
you don't have to go to the mall.
Are you really? What are you going to say? You're not going to shop anywhere. You're not going to go anywhere. It's not a makamam yuad lapritzus. It's not. It's a place.
I mean, this mall is, especially on Friday afternoon.
No, miyuad. Designated, like that's not what it is. It's a shopping center. That's what people live there. The general we've seen is if you have a problem, right? Like if that's the way you feel while you're there. So obviously it's usher, right? If you can avoid it, right? If you don't have a problem, right? And look, I need to go shopping, right? It's an interesting question. What if I'm going just to hang out and I could hang out somewhere else, right? That's an interesting question, right? Meaning I'm just going to hang out and I could just as I get right. So then, Yesh Ladun. I was listening to a shir where he said, right, there are certain cases, obviously, which are gray, like going on a water tiyul in Israel, right? That was his example, right, in the summer. Meaning, most of the time in a water tiyul, right, people aren't in the water, right? It just means, like, at some point there's, like, a water fountain, right, a waterfall, and you might. Right, so yes, like if you happen to be there at a time when a woman is there coming out, so then she might be there, right? But like, so you could avoid, you'll hold back, right? You'll have your lunch then, you know, like, you know, around the bend, whatever. So he said, there yesh ladun, right? Because you could say, on the one hand, maybe I don't need to go on the tiyul. On the other hand, yesh gvul, like, what are you going to do? You're going to say you can't go anywhere in Israel during the summer, that there's water, right? You can't travel, you can't go to the mall, you can't whatever.
I mean,
you don't need to go to the beach, right? Meaning, again, the beach is a place where, again,
you, well, I thought you were giving an example in part with the beach. Like,
no, I don't think the beach. I look, a beach is very hard to be make ill. It is imamash amakum, which is mu'ad for this, you know. You know, and it's not escapable. It's, a water teal really is.
You go to
a water teal. I'm not talking water teal where you know, like, I'm not telling you to go in a co-ed group, right? That's not what I'm telling you. I'm saying you're going with a group of guys from Migdal, right? You're going on the teal, right? And it happens to me, you can get to the water. Maybe there'll be a group which has, you know, of women who are coming out of the water, in the water. So don't go in while they're there. So hang back, right? Whatever. Like, we're saying, can you go, right? That,
but,
you know.
But if I'm going in a massive group of people that I don't know, and it happens to be there are some women in the group, or they're just tagging along in another group, or there's a group in front
again,
of
so you
us.
Have to, I mean, you, in each case, you really have to judge, right? You have to, right? These are going to be the great cases, right? I don't want to posket everything. Now I want to give you I want you to understand the issues. You want to talk about a specific case, we can talk. Is it F-shar? Is it low F-shar? What's the context? Again, right? There are different types of water teal, and there are ones where people, right? The plan is that you're going to spend an hour going swimming, right? If you're in a mixed group, that's a bigger deal. There are other ones where, you know, what does it mean? Like, maybe there's a waterfall, some people are going to go through, some people aren't, right? You know, just to get wet. Some people just get wet in their clothes and let themselves dry out, right? There's, you know.
That's what our teal, most of the water teals.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you know,
you wear like dark, you wear a dark shirt.
Right, so you should not
do it. I do agree with you, but if you do everything about it, you say, like, not good, you're not allowed to do anything.
What?
I do agree that you don't have to, you know, if you're in that situation, you know, like, no water park, you just don't pay attention to it.
Water park? Who said water park?
You said the water teal.
A water teal?
Ah, water teal.
I don't think the water parks are mutter.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying it's a mutter.
Water parks are not water teals.
What?
I mean, I'm
saying it as a pole.
Yeah. What?
I'm giving it. So you said water to you, yeah?
Yeah.
So my point being is, when you are there, you don't. You'd rather not, you know. Not look at it. It's the same thing like in the mall.
Right, that's what I'm saying. That's why you could argue. That's what I'm saying. You could argue that that's more similar to the mall. And that's what I'm saying. That might be. A water park, right, is like a beach, right? I don't. You know? Okay.
Yes.
But can't you do the same thing also in the mall? I don't know. I haven't been
there. No, because that I think is Makom Kir. Remember the Rashbam? The Rashbam said, right, this we saw was Machlokes Rashbam and Rabbeinu Gershom. Rabbeinu Gershom sounds like the reason he doesn't want you to go where the women are cleaning their laundry but improperly dressed. Is because it's inevitable that you will end up looking at them, it'll be Megari Yitzhar, which sounds like if it weren't inevitable, right, or you really would close your eyes, it's not a problem. The Rashbam says, no, it's a Makom Kiur, a place which is almost definitionally, right, going to cause sin for most people, even if you could hold yourself back, you shouldn't be there, right? It's a Makom Kiur, right? That's the way the Rashbam formulated it. In that case, that's the difference between a mall, which is still, in the end of the day, a shopping center, right? And a beach, which is a place where people go to be dressed in minimal amounts of clothing. Right? That's what it is.
But a shopping center, let's say most of the stores in the shopping center are going to have women's clothing and a lot of women's products.
Yes.
If you're going...
Again!
You're going to the restaurant.
See, there is an interesting phenomenon. I'll be honest. There's an interesting phenomenon that people have noticed. I don't know what to make of it. But in America, it's only really the summer when you have to be worried about it. Because most women who are dressed inappropriate, it's not like lahachis, right? Like when it's cold,
no,
they wear clothing, right?
You'd be very surprised recently recent months because of the people have been wearing leggings out in public because thinking that's pants. That's pants now in America, leggings.
Okay, in Israel, you do see the phenomenon of people who like, they, it doesn't matter how cold it gets. Like, they just want. I don't know what it is about.
It's happening in America, in Jewish communities, especially. Especially in the five towns.
Okay. I don't get it. Okay.
It is.
Good. How did I organize this? I know what I did. Okay, guys. What I organized it was, I did this a little bit out of order, and I like took like a halacha break in the middle before we got back to the lumdas to show you some of the halachal mitzvahs. So one of them is, well, that Sridi A should have been obvious to you, right? Igros Moshe. Right, this is probably something you have heard before, but because we all know this is the greatest sin ever. What?
Sorry, a quick question.
Yeah.
About earlier, we said that a man can sleep in the same bed as his daughter as long as she's a cousin. Is that cut done like 12-year-old cut done or 9 when you're?
No, it's before she's physically developed or she doesn't she isn't embarrassed to be in front of her father unclothed, right? So whatever age that is, at which point basically people become sexually aware and sexually developed, that's when that becomes problematic.
If the father is, let's say the father's embarrassed.
We're talking about without clothing. Remember, that's the context.
Let's say the father's embarrassed. Right away, the baby's only it's only a 1-year-old baby, but the father still is embarrassed.
Okay, so then then the father may have a bit. That may be a bit of an issue.
No, he's not.
Halachic leitmotiv.
I changed the diaper.
He's not going to go and do anything. It's just like, you know, it's all uncomfortable. Because
someone
walks by a room and you see a dad.
No. So nowadays it's weird. Yeah. Right? In the time of the Gemara, it wasn't. Right, no. Guys. Practically, yes. Nowadays, I would suggest you don't do this because nowadays most people wear pajamas. That's the norm. It's a bit weird not to do that. Right? In the time of the Gemara, that wasn't the case. Nowadays, I understand. It's still pretty normal for babies to just be sleeping in their diaper. That's still pretty normal. Okay, fine. So I gave you just a few that brings some of these sources right into Halacha L'maaseh. Rav Moshe, number 24. I'm sure you've heard about this before. Mixed dancing, right? B'davar rikudei tarovet, right? Mixed dancing. Or to be in a place where people are undressed, right, or not dressed properly, really. Or to go swimming on Shabbos, that was the Shaila, fine. So go to the answer, he says, mixed dancing is asr. Why? He says, why do you think? He says, because halav d'arayz shalokin halav, it's a biblical prohibition. Levadi sir machir mabayim mizesh over alvin ishmarim called ararashu israel yerubanashim. These are mixivos. He said it's usher because it's excessive mixing. It's part of that flirting category. Plus, it causes.
And it's unavoidable. It is avoidable.
Avoidable. And it causes hirur. Vaharvam gamal israel tzizel vatala. Right? Now, I remember once a certain reshiva who remained nameless told me that he thinks that the senior Rosh Yeshiva in YU are not quite aware of the fact that there's dancing, there's mixed dancing, and there's mixed dancing. Right? He's like the senior Rosh Yeshiva seem to believe that, I'm just quoting, right, that a husband and wife doing a slow dance is equivalent to guys going to a club and grinding, right? he's like, yesh hevdel, right? There's hevdel to what?
Is that okay though? No, husband and wife, they can dance together.
So that's actually part of an interesting question.
I can see, because like you're saying,
that's actually an interesting question of whether a husband and wife could dance together. That's a different question of whether husband and wife should be showing public, public displays of affection, PDAs as we call them.
I wasn't mentioning public, but that
in private for sure it's fine. Obviously it's fine. Okay, but in public,
that's what I was getting at. I was like, well, he meant like
no. The Rosh Yeshiva's point was that there were certain Rosh Yeshiva who thought that like. You know, like old school, like traditional weddings, where like there's one like slow dance where people come and like dance with their spouse, right? Is the equivalent of the 20-year-olds who are out clubbing, right? He's like,
nowadays that mixed dancing has become not classy like that. I'll say. Like, it's no longer classy at the last dance of the wedding where someone does, like, where people slow dance. It's become, like, upbeat music where people aren't slow dancing.
I understand.
Right. Would you say it's okay for a husband and wife to dance in public like that?
So that's something I don't want to get into, which is this question of public displays of affection. You know, look, that's an interesting question. No, I just don't want to get into it. It's a bit more of a complicated sugya of what exactly. No, okay, very briefly, the issue with public displays of affection in halacha is. The issue that's raised by Poskim is the issue of causing hirur in other people, right? Not within you, okay. Right? Is that when a husband and wife are involved in even quasi intimate acts, it
people
can evoke,
and then people look at them.
Exactly. Now, the Haredi community is very, very machmir about this nowadays. But traditionally, there were many poskim, both modern Orthodox and Haredi, who thought that, like nowadays you'll hear a lot of people say, oh, you can't walk in the street holding your wife's hand. There are many poskim who say that's just not true. Many Haredi poskim who say that's just not true. Right? Because...
That's not going to give someone hair horror.
It shouldn't. Well, it shouldn't. And if it does, that is their problem. Right? But dancing, right? Meaning, look, the Yesh Gvul, right, can a slow dance where a husband and wife are pressed up against each other, can that... Right? Again, it's not like...
That should be the same thing. If it's a slow dance, if it's an upbeat dance, I can see. But if it's
slow... So this is where a post-game are like...
Like in the 70s or
yeah, I'm thinking 40s. Like an older, like a 40-year-old... No, like a 90-year-old couple, you know, just...
No, I understand. You know, okay, I don't want to poskim. I don't like that. It. You know, look, I could hear that Stadim Lakan and Lakan. Poskims don't love it, right? But like
better,
I said, poskim don't like it, love it. But like I said, this young Rosh Yeshiva who remained nameless told me that, I mean, Echanami people don't like it. But having been to weddings, like, look, when I'm at a wedding, you know, let's say a non-frum couple, right? Like, I don't want to get into the whole things of what is done. But if I'm at a wedding, which is not from wedding, and they have a slow dance, and it's couples who are dancing with each other, I don't like, I'm just saying instinctively, I don't like jumping. Viscerally, I'm like, okay, I'm not going to do it, right? But like, I don't...
All right, let's dance.
But like, when I've been at weddings where the last dance, they literally brought out, like, club paraphernalia and club things, and people are, whatever they're doing, and some of the people at the wedding were like... You know,
I was at
he's like, Jay-Z,
like
why aren't you joining us? And the answer is like, look at my table. This is the rabbi table. Right? There's a reason we're not joining you. Right? Like, I don't think I need to explain this halachically.
Jay-Z. Yo, Jay-Z, man. Jay-Z.
I kid you not. This is...
Oh my gosh! I just realized that. That's hilarious.
Yes, that was my high school nickname given to me by...
God, that's so
by
amazing.
It's so counterintuitive. Jay-Z for a release.
Now you just realized. Now it just clicked. Yes.
Why were they coming to you calling
me? I was asking.
Wait a second.
Whoa. There you go. In high school, by the time I graduated high school, like in 10th grade, that nickname started. And my first reaction was, who's that? Right? That was my first reaction. By 12th grade, Rabbi Friedman called me Jay-Z. Like, that was just...
That's
all. Right?
OZ.
No, for a Hebrew name.
No, English. I wanted to Beyonce. Oh. Wanted to
be O is an English letter.
No, she doesn't have an English. Does she have an English name? Just Ora.
Just Ora.
Oh.
Just Ora. Right? OZ is not a rapper.
Oz.
I know.
Right?
OJ.
What?
BZ.
I understand. I was informed of it. See, it all started when I was in 10th grade, and people said, hey, Jay-Z, how's Beyonce? And I'm like, who and who? I'm like, what is that?
Go by that last name.
I'm like, what and what are you talking about? Right? Okay.
Good.
Fine. Anyways. And then he says... Ramosha continues, and he said, to be in a place where people are improperly dressed is usur. Okay, fine. Next one, Hechelkas Yaakov. Going to mixed swimming. Right? Is usur bazeh. I just love this tshuva, okay? Vashelaso bebrechat shechai shechia shochatzim anashim anashim tarobet. Is usur yish bazeh. What is usur? Why do I need to know which Isra is? Because I want to know how much I should protest if I can. And is it worse for the men and the women? His answer is... What's his answer? What do you think his answer is going to be?
Sorry,
that's
the question.
Yehoreg v'al yavor. Right? Yehoreg v'al yavor. Right? That is going to be his answer. Right? Halacha psuka... Right? Die rather than do it. Die. It is a cardinal sin. Cardinal sin. And therefore, if you can stop it, please God, stop it. Good.
Well, what's he referring to? Dancing? Swimming.
Swimming. Mixed swimming. Mixed swimming.
Mixed swimming? Really?
Yes. Yes, that's what he says. Okay, fine.
Okay.
So those are just a few tshuva.
I don't know why I'm still alive at this point with all these history.
Oh, well, I need waiting for you outside.
Oh, okay. The guy in the black coat.
Okay, let me see what I want to do. Okay. let's skip, since I've brought this issue up several times. Like I said, one of the big nafkaminas in this, of to what extent, now coming back to some of the lumdish issues we've been talking about. One of the issues we've talked about is, okay, we've established many different Isur, and Istaklos, and Hirhor, and Istaklos specific of Prahanah, and Istaklos at an Erva. Right, and we've noted that some of these prohibitions are derivatives of a riot, and therefore they require mutuality, right? Meaning they require that there be two people involved, right? They require that the person be problematic. So, like, according to some poskim, lo sasuru, right, is only biblically prohibited if I stare at someone who I can't be with. Staring at a single woman isn't lo sasuru because it's not znus. There's no mutuality there, right? There's no prohibition in the relationship, right? She's a panuya. I could marry her. The problem is that what it causes in me, right? Okay, nida yesh ladun, right? Because still maybe, right? You could marry her, right? And a staklos might be a little different. But we said, and then we saw the question which we raised: machloket sitzeliezer and the Har Tzvi of is the isser of having improper thoughts an independent isser, or is an isser because it will lead to Hotzei Zera? So the Har Tzvi went so far as to say that if you don't actually have a seminal emission, you didn't even violate. I mean, there is no isser of hearer by itself, right? Improper thoughts are an usser unless, meaning at least generic ones, unless they actually cause, right, a seminal emission. The Tzitzili Ezra said, no, the act of improper thoughts is usser, and if it causes a seminal emission, kal vachomer, right, so you violated another isser, right? So, but even according to the Tzitzili Ezra, even though he says, yes, you violate the improper thoughts prohibition, even if you don't have a seminal emission, that doesn't mean that a person, a gavra, or a giveret in this case, who is mufka, meaning who is not capable of having a seminal emission, and we're going to assume that women can't, even though it is a machlokas rishonim of whether the certain similar physiological bodily functions of women could halachically be called zera. Let's assume that it doesn't. Okay, this is a bit of a deal in Rishonim, but let's assume that, like, what I think is the majority position, that it does not, right? It is a machlokes. You could still say that a woman, begavra, right, since she's mufka, right, since she can't have hotzei zera, would be allowed to have sexual thoughts. Mm-hmm. But if you think it's a total standalone isser, meaning it's independently usser, so then it would be usser. This is a machlokas. So if you look at 29, 30, 31, and 32, So, Rabbi Avadi Yosef notes from the Sefer Chassidim that the Sefer Chassidim takes the position very clearly that the isser of improper thoughts is standalone, and therefore the Sefer Chassidim introduces a prohibition that you probably never heard of, which is Kol Ish.
Everyone.
Not Kol Isha. Kol Ish. Meaning that women shouldn't listen to men singing. Okay, so they're very from where you live. So good. We knew that already. Right, so Sefer Chassidim clearly thinks that yes, it applies to men and women because the Isser of improper thoughts is a standalone. And therefore thinks that women are chayavot, and therefore introduces this notion of kolish, and that's what you get in Yabi Omer uveikar divrei sefer chassidim the isha gamkin v'ser shel tishma kolish yesh lahavi raya mit laze. I can prove it. Meyalkut Shmuel kibavachem ha'ir kol orech hazeh lama mabitot binoyo shel Shaul hayu v'lo hayisvot mimenu. They stared at Shaul because he was so good looking. So, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, but Amalei Rabbi Yossi, Imkein Asisa Benos Yisrael Kizonos. Yehuda said it can't be that women were staring at Shaul, because then you're accusing all these Jewish women of being promiscuous. Halo, Kishem Shiev Shalish, Lazun is Einav Mihidrashen Ruyolo.
Only if it's not allowed, are you accusing them?
Obviously. And he says, and therefore the Midrash continues, that just like a man can't look at a woman to satiate himself with his desire, therefore a woman can't look at a guy who isn't hers, right? Not her man, right? That's the sort of
if she doesn't
colloquial
have,
translation of that of that,
if
that
she
piece
have
of the measure.
Then why can't she look at someone else who's
no, so again, a little bit, right? Like, you know, to look for marriage or something like that, but to stare. But then he and so first he says, oh, I have a raya in the midrash that the issur of hirur is independent of hotzei zerla, and therefore women are usur. The problem is, he notes that the Gemara seems to have had no problem with the women staring at Shaul. And therefore, Uvadia says, this seems to be a machloket already in Chazal. Mm-hmm.
And Shaul, was he married? Or?
Yeah, he was married, but so you could have more than... No, because he had more than one wife. That's not a problem. This is before Chanan Gershom. And therefore, Uvadia suggests this question. Namely, is the Isser Hirhur only applicable to someone who could have Hotzei Azera? Meaning, is it categorically related? Even if not to the extent of the Hartzvi. Right? But categorically, that the Isser of improper thoughts is related to Hotzei Azera. So then, Ravadia notes, the simplest pshat of the Gemara is? It's not. And therefore, women are pturo. The pshat in the Medrash, which is accepted by Sefer Chasidim, is? That the issue of improper thoughts is independent of Hotzei Azera, and therefore applies to a woman as well, and hence Kol Ish. Right? Not just Kol Isha, but Kol Ish. Right? You were there when we introduced this, that Sefer Chasidim thinks Kol Ish. Smish, right, goes both ways. The Divrei Yatziv, who's the Rebbe of Rav Asher Weiss, who the guys just came back from, right, takes this as well. And he says, "Ach yoser nira she'ahirur isra b'fnei atzmo v'lo rak migeder hashchasa." It seems to me that the prohibition of improper thoughts is an independent isra, and not just because it leads to the destruction of seed. V'chein mavur b'loshen achinuch aval kol davar shlo yase adam shum davar ba'olam avir l'dehirur b'nashim lo b'masav lo b'divar lo shum remes l'karav das. Ha'isha ha'kalim daito v'gamal zem misayim shenoeg benashim. And he says explicitly, the Sefer Achinuch includes women in this prohibition. However, who has the addendum sheet? The extra one page. The Sefer Achinuch he's quoting, right? Says this in what context? You have to be very careful. He is actually conflating two. Because he argues that according to the Sefer HaChinuch, it is also for women as well. Except be very careful, look at the Sefer HaChinuch. The Chinuch says which Isser applies to... No, I'm sorry, he's right. The Chinuch says this in two. Both in Shalula Turach and Machshav Alev and Shalazadin V'achaz Mikol Ha'arayos. And therefore he says that according to the Chinuch, it clearly is an independent Isser. Okay? Similarly in 31, the Mishnah Halachos takes this as well. And he says, Umamasha Yesh Toim, O Osin Atzman Kitom, Uxorim Kisurin Elov, Al Ha'ish Namru Debit, Rome Mikomos Loshem Zachar Namru. He said, those people who make the mistake that it only applies to men because it normally talks about men, it's not true. Right? And then he goes on, you can read through it, and he said it obviously applies to men and women. Who disagrees? Skip to 32. Ramosha Feinstein. Ramosha Feinstein says it's not true. Right? Ramosha says no. The Isser Hirhur is indeed tied to, at some level, to the Isser of Hashkasa Zera, and therefore a person who is categorically removed from Hotzei Zera, because she has no Zera, right? Because she is a woman, right? This is not something that happens, right? Is permitted. And therefore in 32 he writes, but he, there's a caveat. So look at what he says. He says, "Be'isser Hirhur Mikra, so he says, first thing first, it is really hard to talk about this because nobody keeps these halachos properly. Right? Everybody is improperly dressed, is improperly everything. Okay, fine. Next paragraph. What?
I think he's understanding something now.
So next paragraph, he says, Vihine. Shnei in Yanei is Sura Hirhur. Yesh. There are two types of improper thoughts. Ha'echad mikra v'nishmarta mikol davara. The first is the one that we saw in our Gemara of keep yourself from evil things. And then he quotes the Gemara, Bixubas Memvav, she's the Sham Mikana Rabinchos Ben Yor, Al Yahar Adam Bayom, Yavali Dituma Balaila, Shasroze, who off Bezushumu Tereslo. He said, that prohibition is usher, according to the Gemara, even with who? Your wife. Right? You shouldn't be fantasizing about your wife, right, excessively, because
you just said earlier you're allowed to.
1 second, right? But he says, no, so you're allowed to look at your wife. You're allowed to think about your wife.
He said even when she's in Nita as well, which doesn't really make sense.
You're allowed to look. Right?
Looking is... Yeah, but that makes, right? that makes you have improper thoughts.
But he says, right, but it's usher... Now, it's not usher to think about your wife in general. But when there's no outlet, right, because she's a Nida, for example, right, and you're going to think about it excessively, it might lead to hear Belila, right? And therefore...
Think about her at all when she's a Nida will might lead to that.
I mean, no...
You can't think about... I mean...
Yeah, you shouldn't be having sexual fantasies about your wife during Nida. That's what he said.
At all. So why did he say earlier that you could?
No, you can look at your wife during Nida, right? I mean, you don't have... And yeah, you can enjoy looking at her, meaning there are levels, right? There are levels, right? Meaning... You don't have to not look at your wife while she's in need.
No, but you shouldn't have anything. Oh wow,
correct.
So beautiful.
Correct. Now Rav Moshe argues. He said, "Wait a second. Based on the fact that Mishmarta Mikol Dovara tells you that you shouldn't even be thinking excessively about your wife when she's in need, at least when there's no outlet, and the fact that it includes in it not looking at animals mating and things like that. What is that?"
That leads...
That's a Gemara, yeah. You shouldn't look at animals mating.
Because that leads to that.
Because it leads to improper thoughts, which leads to zero.
Wow. Well, I guess your pastime has now been stricken.
Right?
No.
Well,
no.
Listen, guys. So the Gemara says... Rav Moshe says, what does that show you about this Isser? That, right, what, in the end of the day, the Isser according to Rav Moshe, Vinishmarta Mikol Dovara, what is its nature? What is Rav Moshe? What's Rav Moshe's fundamental argument?
Starting from hear her.
It's hear her, which is, he argues, which is connected to?
Right.
No, Hotzei Zera. Why is it not connected to Arayos? How does he know it's not connected to Arayos? Because it prohibits things that don't include people, like looking at animals, and it prohibits thinking about your wife. There's not an erva. But where there's no... You're not imagining sleeping with the animal. You're looking at them mating.
Oh, okay,
yes, if you were fantasizing about bestiality, that is one of the arayot. Inachanami. That's not what we're talking about. Yes, it's the araisa. So therefore, he argues that iser, meaning the generic sexual thoughts that could lead to a problem, is connected to keri, and therefore doesn't apply to women. But then he says, Vasheni... Look down 4 lines. Mikra de acharei einechem. The second iser is from Lo Sasuru acharei einechem. The darsh bebracho zehira avera. Eino mitzad chashas hotzei zera levatala. Ela iser milaharher lasos haaviras znus. So Moshe says, remember we noted this, right? That there's two types of looking and thinking. There are ones that are usher because maybe there's a prohibition about being involved in gratuitous sexuality in general. And then there's improper looking and improper thinking, which is a subset of arayo. So Rav Moshe says, look, for a woman to have generic thoughts, right? To like think generically about sexuality is not usher, because that is a function of what? Come on, a function of Hotzei Zera,
right,
which she doesn't have. That's why it's inappropriate.
Right.
That's from Vinishmart Mikol Davara. But Lo Sasuru Acharei Levavchem, Zuznus. What's the Isser there? The Isser there isn't thinking about sexuality in general. What is it? Concrete, conceptualizing sin. Right? It's not like thinking about sex. It's fantasizing about a particular act. Are women prohibited in engaging in forbidden sexual acts?
Yes.
Yes. And therefore Moshe argues that anything which is only under Vinishmarta Mikol Dovara, generic thoughts that might lead you to whatever, to hear Hotzei Zera, that's categorically a man's problem. Right?
Right.
But thoughts which are, remember we had, right, Tzvei Dinim, those which are not generic, but those are actually subsidiaries of the Isser Erva, where I concretely think about engaging in a sexual act which is problematic, or something along those lines, that applies to women as well. Okay. So then skip down to the next paragraph. And he says, "V'lachein yesh chiluk b'nashim d'Israel here mikra nishmarta lesnu deina garlan shum davar b'mishmush." Right, these generic sexual thoughts of nishmarta, women aren't forbidden in. Shelo yigrom v'hira rav shalom roz dam mechimud rein as dam shum iser aval iser here mikra dachar nechem shul shol yahar lavor aveiras nus. But lo sasuru, which is an iser to formulate in your mind concrete thoughts of engaging in problematic sexual activity, even if you're not actually going to do it. But that you can understand how lumdishly, right, is not just a generic problem, but is a subsidiary of arayos. And women are in the category of arayos. So Moshe has this lumdish position, right, that any iser which is potentially in the world of arayos, meaning, the way he understands it, which may be the smock, you think about concrete sexual forbidden acts you want to engage in. So that is, that's also even for women, because that's an erva. But generic sexual thoughts, right, where the problem is that we're worried it's going to lead to. So that obviously only applies to women. To men, and not to women. Now he says, obviously they shouldn't be involved in pritzos. That's a different story. But to give you a good nafkamina between them, okay. But great. So you'll tell me, women are chayiv in one of these and not the other one. Men are chayiv in both. Give me a nafkamina, a very simple nafkamina. I give this to Shimon, not the one that I'm not going to repeat, but the one I will repeat. Right?
If men right? are chayiv in,
give me a good practical one that happens all the time for Yosef. Women yes. going to the beach, fully dressed, bringing their little kids.
Ah, yeah.
Right?
What's the one you're wrong with that?
Right? So for a man, it might be usher. Why? It is usher because...
Man is going to have...
Because v'nishmarta, men are warned against general sexual thoughts, putting them in situations where they might see things, etc. Women, according to Moshe, are only usher to do what?
Specific thoughts.
To have concrete sexual thoughts, not from the world of Inishmarta, but from the world of... From the world of Los Sasuru. Right? If a woman is going in and she's improperly dressed herself, that's a different story. That's not what I'm talking about. But for a man to go with his little kids on a packed beach where women are inappropriately dressed, presumably that's usur, right? That's Inishmarta called Avara. That's the Gemara in Bava Basra. Right? But for a woman to go fully dressed, where she might see a man who's good looking, who's wearing, you know, a bathing suit, and might come to some thought, according to Moshe.
You know, 2% that still wear Speedos?
Even not! What do you mean? Like if he's wearing... I'm sorry. Yosef, even if not wearing a Speedo, if there's
trunks,
a man on
yeah,
the... He's wearing normal bathing suit, but he's standing there, you know, he's... You know,
he's 6'8" and he's
and he has
solid,
a six, and he's six pack and, yeah, you know, he has a six pack and whatever.
I'm
like
trying to throw
like me.
Exactly, like Momo, right? With you, right? So... Shimon is like, there's not the thoughts I wanted in my... Anyways, yeah.
Oh, you mean six the thoughts that he's getting.
Oh, right?
Six pack of pudding cups.
So that... Hello. So guys, but you understand how that's a real nafkamina, right? Because if you think like Ramosha, right? If you think like, you know, basically the Hasidish thinkers I just gave you before that, Divrei Yatziv, Mishnah Halachos, that no, sexuality is usher... All those things are all independently usur. The fact that men have an added usur is an added usur. That doesn't mean that women aren't equivalent for men. So then you'd say whatever is usur for men is usur for women. But if you say no, the usur of concrete sexual thoughts, of planning a sin, that's in the world of arayos. That women are chayavot in. But generic sexual thoughts, which is under v'nishmarta, which is tied to, which is a subsidiary not of arayot, but of Hotzeah Zera, which women are not, probably not Shayachot in. So then you'll say there's a Nafkamina. The Nafkamina is, again, Ramosha says, it's not everything, right? A woman couldn't go, according to Ramosha, go to the beach to sit there and, you know, look at the woman and have concrete, you know, thoughts and start imagining forbidden relationships. That would be also, that'd be Los Asiru, right? But to go to a beach and maybe she'll see a man, right? And have a fleeting sexual thought, right? Ramosha says, Nishkeferlach, right? No problem, right? And therefore, she can go to the beach with her kids. Again, assuming she's dressed properly. If she's not, that's a different story, right? That's a different issur. Okay? But that's a very concrete nafkamina. That's a very concrete nafkamina to this question. Now, I know these sources looked very long. The reason they looked long was only because of 33. It was because I gave you a full 5-page tshuva by Rav Moshe. Not to read the whole tshuva Rav Moshe.
That, yeah.
What? Not to read the
whole... I was wondering if you're going to just read it next day.
Not to read the whole thing, but because I want to draw on different parts of it, and I wanted you to have it. But at this point, right, I think we've actually fleshed out to the extent to which a lot of these issues come up. Basically, we have one real topic left, which is ba'avodasot tarid, right? Which is the end of the, which is the middle of the Gemara, which is okay. You can't watch animals mating, but why can you be an animal breeder? So the Gemara says because he's involved in his work, right? And therefore that desensitizes himself, him, and
so
it's
he's
fine.
He's allowed to watch. Yeah.
Correct. So that was going to be an independent shear. Tomorrow. Okay. Tomorrow there's no shear. Okay, tomorrow I'm not here, Bachlal. Right? I'm just... Right? And my wife's aunt passed away and the funeral's at 11.
Oh.
So, like, either I'm stuck in the gush or I'm at a funeral, but I'm not... I can't even Skype... If it was just the snowstorm, I'd Skype shear. I can't Skype shear. I'm going to be at the funeral. Right? So, tomorrow there's no shear. Right?
Is there a real snowstorm coming in Israel?
In where I live, not where you are. Okay, guys. What I want to do is... We've outlined a lot of these fundamental principles. I do want you to, as much as possible, read through this Rav Moshe. We're not going to go through all of it, but Rav Moshe really brings a lot of these issues together in this tshuva, where he brings together the sugyot and a lot of the lamdos that we've seen. If you can, read through it. If not, and you want to see our next topic, so our next topic, the last thing we're going to discuss in the sugya, and then, Donnie, we really will leave the sugya behind, right, is Avodase Asik. I know this source sheet looked long, longer than it is, but I want you to have this so that one day you can look back at it if you want and have this collection of tshuvot.
Have it tomorrow.
Okay, I think what we'll do next time is I read through whatever you can of Rav Moshe. I will highlight some of the key lumdish points that Rav Moshe makes in this tshuva, and then we'll spend one day, I hope, on Avodase Tarid, this notion of being involved in work, but it's going to be Sunday, okay? So you have all of tomorrow, plus all of Sunday morning Seder, so get through this as much as you can, okay? Good.